You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hi, I'm Steve Chiatakis. When you hear the word clown, you probably picture a wacky kids entertainer. But a group of super talented LA-based clowns are trying to change that.
Clown is just about finding the fun in being really stupid.
That's 33-year-old Natalie Palamides, a local clown and actor.
I kind of describe the style of clowning that we do in LA to the layperson as just physical comedy and give people references like the Three Stooges or Lucille Ball.
In the last decade, LA has become a hotbed of avant-garde clowning. Yeah, I can feel you cringing through the radio, but stay with me for a minute. All over town, particularly on the East Side, young comedy fans are lining up at theaters late at night to watch weird, wild, practically performance art clown shows. So why has this ancient art form suddenly become trendy? And how did LA become the center of it? Intrepid comedy writer Rose Cerno investigates.
I hate to break the news, but if you want to see live comedy that is truly original, yeah, sometimes a little cringe, but ultimately very funny, you got to check out a clown show. On a Monday night at 9:30 at the Elysian Theater, 51-year-old clown Chad Damiani takes the stage. With huge arm muscles, a robust belly, and a gray beard, he's giving sexy Santa. Before Damiani brings up the comics, he makes a request to the audience.
I'm going to ask you to do something tonight that you're not asked to do at any other show that tries to browbeat you into being comedy daycare providers. I don't want you to give it up too easy tonight. Make them earn their first genuine laugh of their lives.
The show is called Stand Up and Clown, and the concept is that Damiani directs a live, improvised clown show featuring stand-up comedians. He invites them up, two at a time, and gives them a prompt that they can use to create a scene. The comics aren't allowed to speak. They can only use body language, movement, and facial expressions. Damiani calls out the prompt, "Don't look a gift horse in the mouth." Two 40-something male comics lumber onto the stage. Matt McCarthy, a burly, bearded redhead, scowls as he pulls Ithamar Enriquez, tall and lean, by an imaginary rope around his neck. Enriquez pretends to be a horse, his eyes bulging, his mouth hanging open, cartoonishly wide, showing off his teeth. Here's Palamides again.
One of the main tent poles, if you will, of clowning is to solve a very simple problem in maybe the stupidest, most complicated way possible, the most idiotic way possible. I think a good touchstone for people, like a lot of people know, is the bit where Lucy and Ethel are in the chocolate factory. You know, they're essentially trying to solve this problem of the chocolates going past them too quickly to pack. And they're like, how do we resolve this? They end up shoving a bunch of chocolate in their mouth.
While Palamides acts in many different kinds of projects, she does voiceovers for cartoons, commercials, and TV. I've cast her in my own sketch videos. She's most well-known in Hollywood for her visceral, outrageous, and insanely funny one-woman clown shows. She's taken her act on the road, performing all over the U.S. and Europe, and earned rave reviews in the New York Times. In her latest show, Nate, streaming on Netflix, Palamides plays the archetype of a super macho dude on a journey to learn consent and respect for women. To embody Nate, she dons full male drag, wearing a fake mustache, wig, no shirt, boobs fully out, with fake chest hair painted on in black marker. Nate asks a random woman in the audience if she can feel her up as part of the show. The woman says yes.
All you gotta do is ask.
Her parents don't exactly get her comedy.
My dad can't watch it. I think he tried watching my Netflix special and threw his arms in the air and walked out of the room and literally said, I can't watch this.
Alternative comedy isn't for everyone, but for the people who do connect with it, it can be really profound. Max Baumgarten, a 38-year-old clown and actor who I know from when I worked at BuzzFeed, shares some wisdom from his clown teacher, John Gilkey. Gilkey compares clowning to being an acrobat.
oh my God, like they're flying with holding one hand with someone else. They're like, they could fall any second. They're risking their life in front of you. As a clown, how do you do that? How do you achieve that same risk? You were trying to risk as much as them emotionally, by just showing yourself, by being naked, by literally by trying something so stupid and doubling down on it.
Baumgarten's teacher, John Gilkey, is a big reason clowning has exploded in LA. He started a clown school called the Idiot Workshop in 2013, and it instantly became a hit. Damiani, Baumgarten, and Palomitas all train there. Gilkey recalls.
I did this 1 month workshop, and people wanted to do more, you know? I mean, people just kept coming. and eventually it grew into this huge thing, which I never could have created if I'd set out to do it. You know, it just kind of happened.
Rail thin, with a bushy salt and pepper beard and glasses, Gilkey looks like a friendly but odd cartoon character. His path to clowning started at 13 when he got into juggling. He quickly became obsessed and soon joined Pickle's Circus.
When I was 20, I dropped out of college after my first year of university, and my parents were pretty upset. Just the idea of, you know, running away from university and to the circus was enough to, like, really, really scare the living crap out of them, yeah.
But following his passion paid off. Gilkey made it to the highest level of clowning in 1996 when he joined the world-famous Cirque du Soleil, where he performed for almost 20 years. Then in 2012, Cirque brought Gilkey to Los Angeles. He settled here, started teaching, and a comedy scene was born. Damiani believes the Angelinos were craving clown because of how commercial and regimented comedy had become.
The big reason I think clowning exploded is because almost always clowning is an act of counterculture. And especially in Los Angeles, you saw a really codified stand-up scene.
Compared to clowning, stand-up and improv comedy have a lot of rules. There's a formula to it.
Whenever something like that happens, there's always going to be people who tire of it or people who are looking for something different. And I think what clown offered was unpredictability.
So many actors in Los Angeles live in a constant state of anxiety and rejection, striving and climbing. But in clown, they get something different. Gilkey describes the way his school, the Idiot Workshop, operates.
We don't have levels. We believe rather than trying to create something that where people are climbing and to a ladder to achieve something, it's really you come here to succeed in nothing.
We're back at the Elysian Theater, and Damiani stands in the crowd shouting notes at the two comedians on stage. He even wears a whistle around his neck like some angry comedy lifeguard. When I leave the show at 11 p.m., I'm physically tired, but spiritually energized. So much of adult life is about admin and errands, grinding and hustling. It's refreshing to be in a place where the only thing that matters is magic and play. We could all use a little more of that. For KCRW, I'm Rose Cerno.